Good morning. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, here visiting with our own Arizona State Parks and Trail System Executive Director Sue Black, here recently returning from New Orleans, where she received an award for being the best run state park system in all of the country. And we were talking a little bit about the growth curve she's experienced since she's been here 3 years ago. Governor Ducey called her to the position, and we've had about a 40% growth in revenue. And I want to talk.
Does that mean that that many more people were at the park? I mean,
yeah, our attendance has gone up as well. We wanted to surpass 3 million visitors, and we were about 60,000 people short of that. So I'm challenging everybody for this year to watch that number to see if we can have more than 3 million people visit your state parks.
Well, we'll help you.
And you've got such a variety of state parks. What are you up to now, about 30?
Yeah, it depends on which ones are in the works, because we're opening 4 new state parks right now.
So, okay. I can't keep up
so
with you.
So 35, let's say we're shooting for 40.
Okay. And where's Rockin' River?
Camp Verde. So just go right up the hill and take a right.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's on the beautiful Verde River Greenway. It was purchased in 2009 and hasn't been open to the public. And I didn't think we needed to get – it's so gorgeous. The public needs to get in there.
It's not quite ready yet, is it?
No.
Or is it?
No. Okay. We just got the appropriation. Again, those are our park revenues that we get reappropriated back to us. So we're putting $4 million into the property. So the real draw is going to be, you've got the mountains and the Forest Service property and the river, and it's nestled right between the two of those, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Right now there's horses on the property. We're going to have camping there, group campsites, and then obviously the river, and those activities will be a draw as well.
Well, you were talking about your position as leader being more of a servant leader model, and you've brought a free enterprise entrepreneurial model to the state park system. Are you free to share with everybody just kind of like your one little model with Cavco?
Oh, sure. So right now, the state of Arizona, we only have 1,500 campsites and we have 30 cabins. Given everybody, our visitation and the draw to, like you said, how beautiful Arizona is, we just finished our strategic plan, and it calls for 3,000 campsites and 300.
Double.
Yeah.
The campsites.
And 200, 300 cabins. So
up from 30.
Up from 30, yeah, because you look at the occupancy rate on those, and if you're not going to stay, if you don't have an RV and you don't want to stay in a tent and you're visiting Arizona, what are your other options besides the resorts and what have you? So to put these cabins in, I think it's really going to open up a new demographic of people that are going to be able to come and stay in the outdoors and have those experiences. So we didn't have the revenue to do it, so I went out for an RFP and asked if there was a company that would want to partner with us. Well, through all the procurement process, Cavco won the award, and what they're doing is they're putting the money in to put 100 of the cabins into the state park system, and they're located right here in Arizona, which is great for
all the jobs are right here.
Yeah, it's great. And so what's going to happen is we're going to do a revenue share with them. So as the revenues come in, we're going to split the revenues till I basically pay the price of those back. And on a 50% occupancy rate, we should pay them back within 6 years. And then the state parks will receive 100% of the revenues. And then I'll probably say, hey, let's do that again.
Well, not only – go ahead, babe.
So of the 30 now, do they stay booked?
Yeah.
If you want to do that, you have to plan ahead and go to the website. And
yep.
Is that where you make the reservations?
Yeah, you can go to, just go to our website, and it's right on there. Make a reservation and go to the cabins. Right now, we've got cabins at Karchner, Dead Horse, Lyman Lake, but the new ones are going to be at Lost Dutchman, Patagonia, Lake Havasu. We're going to have them all over the system. It's going to be really cool.
What's the time frame on those, the 100?
It can't happen quick enough. Oh. right now, we're doing all the site prep. So you got to stub in the utilities and all that. And then they're starting to come off the line. So actually Monday I'm going over to Cavco and I'm going to see one of the first of them in production. So that's going to be exciting to see that. I'm also making the cabins dry. So there's going to be no plumbing to them. So we'll have the restroom shower building that's, you know, built for that type of usage. But for long-term maintenance, I didn't want to have to deal with replacing hot water heaters and sinks and all that type of thing. You're camping, and then you can go over there and take your shower and come back. So I think for the long-term maintenance costs, that'll be the right thing to do.
And you're putting these available nightly at about what rate?
Well, it's so funny because everybody talks about the high rate and the low rate. We have a range. And a lot of the times when you're talking about what your occupancy rate is on the 4th of July, well, that's an easy sell. But who's going to take that Tuesday in January? And that's where I think the low end comes in, that you price them right, that they're on sale, that people go, oh, wow, let's go out there, right? And even the proximity to, say, to the Phoenix metro area to be able to go out to Lost Dutchman, right at Apache Junction. I think that's going to be, we're going to look at the occupancy rate. So when we started looking at where we were going to put the cabins, I'm looking at the site design. I'm like, well, this one over here, that's the one you're going to take. I'm like, I want all of them to be that desirable. Don't put it in if it's not going to be one that you're going to want to stay in.
Awesome. Fantastic. What a great vision. We're here with Sue Black, Executive Director of the Arizona State Parks and Trail System. We'll be talking more about exploring some of the parks that you may not be aware of and some of the new parks. Four new parks coming up online here imminently. I can't even keep track of all of them anymore.